Innovation Conversations from the Southwest Innovation Expo.
Hello and welcome to this final episode of Innovation Conversations recorded here at the Southwest Innovation Expo at Sandy Park in Exeter. We're going to reflect on the day's events and what we've learned and what our takeaways are, team. Yes, yes. With us we have Stuart Elford from the Devon and Plymouth Chamber of Commerce, Richard Marsh from the Exeter Chamber of Commerce, Andy Dean from the University of Exeter, Jenny Milligan from the University of Plymouth, and Brian Colley from Innovate UK. Hello all. Hello all.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Now, somebody we haven't said hello to in previous episodes, but we all know the others, is Bruce from Innovate UK. So, Bruce, I'd just like to give you the microphone for a bit, please, and give us a little bit of information about what Innovate UK is and what it does.
Well, before I say what Innovate does, it's just great to be back here. I came from this part of the world and used to support Exeter Cheese once upon a time.
Hurrah!
But I've now moved up to Bath.
and still support Exeter Chiefs, don't you?
yes.
No, it's been fantastic coming down here. Innovate UK, I think a lot of people think about Innovate UK as just providing free money. You know, it's free grant, it's grants to go and help move their innovation forward, collaborative R&D, but it's actually so much more than that. We like to think of Innovate UK, first of all, in terms of the domains that we support. So in Innovate UK, we've got a lot of technical expertise around various domains such as net zero, health and well-being, digital technologies like quantum and all of those sorts of things. But we also have Innovate UK Business Connect, previously known as KTN. So that's a bit like the Twitter and X thing, isn't it? But previously known as the KTN, that have huge technical expertise and can connect businesses through to partners. We have products and services, which is where I sit with investor partnerships. And I'll come on to that later, I suspect, because this is a quick one. And, products and services covers things like grants, collaborative R&D, our investor partnerships, but also innovation loans. And then finally, we have Place. And the event here today is an example of how we get involved in Place, where there are really exciting things happening, whether it's around marine or other things specifically happening in an area. So Innovate does much more than that. And then we've also finally got the Innovate UK Business Growth, which was previously called Innovate UK Edge. And that's all about helping companies scale and grow through. So that's a very quick run through. Hopefully I get a chance to talk about investor partnerships and loans a bit later.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to bring in Andy and Jenny. Obviously, you've both been working very hard behind the scenes from your respected educational organisations to make this event possible. A success, I believe?
Well, I'm certainly going to claim that, especially in my personal review later on in the year. I think it's been great. I mean, it was summed up, I think, for me just a few minutes ago with someone who was first-time visitor here, and they said that ever since they parked their car at 8:15 this morning, they've been having really interesting conversations with useful organisations, people that were new to them. And that's kind of what the Expo is about. It's about showcasing all the innovative things that we have, whether that's businesses, whether it's research. So I think it's been a success. We've had 400 people through the door. And I think for an event of this kind in the West Country, I think that's, very, very pleased. How are you feeling, Jenny?
Yeah, I think the same. The bit that I've been most excited about is looking at some of our young graduates and the Pitch Fest and, the four businesses from Exeter, four from Plymouth, doing really amazing things. A lot of it very current in terms of net zero and health and the things that we need to do to make our region better. And on a sort of personal view, absolutely delighted that Plymouth won both.
Brilliant, brilliant.
There will be sackings at the Exeter end in relation to that.
Richard, this event is being held here in Exeter, a very important event in the Exeter business calendar.
Absolutely. We do say that Exeter is the capital of our region, and we're very proud of that. So we are very proud to actually be hosting this event today as a city. It is a fantastic event. It has been a fantastic event. And I'd echo the comments about the young people who were pitching today. I've sat through their pitches and just been just really encouraged, actually, for what's around the corner for us as a region and for business.
These events are all about bringing together people, businesses, services, driving innovation. The same can be said for chambers of commerce, can't it? How important are events like this to the success and the future of businesses?
Oh, it's vital, Paul. It's amazing. You know, I've learned so much. I've met so many people. But the theme, I think, today is collaboration. As we said, there's a number of conversations that have gone on. People aren't just here to sort of exhibit what they do or kick the tires of other people's stuff. There's real collaboration going on. I've visited a whole number of stands, and I think there's a few things that have jumped out to me. There's the collaboration piece. There's the green piece. So many of these stands, so many of the people are doing great things in helping our environment, being more sustainable and making the planet a better place. But also the health and well-being, there's a few there. There's a stand next to us I promised I'd give a shout out to. Neuronostics. I can't even say it. Neuronostics. They've developed proprietary EEG software so that can increase the chance of detecting epilepsy from 16% to 64%. 69%. That is massive in that it frees up waiting times, it frees up diagnostic times, it gets people treated early. I mean, just incredible. And that's all happening here in Devon. Really exciting stuff going on in the room. And I've met a robotic dog called Elmo, who I high-fived. And it high-fived me quite aggressively, I had to say.
We won't tell your dog Charlie. He'll be getting very jealous about
that. The well-being officer will not like that at all.
Yeah. Events like this, Andy, they give the opportunity for knowledge share, don't they? This room is full of talent, really good talent. Everyone here is here because they're innovating. What kind of success stories do you have to share with us that perhaps are less obvious that are happening in the room?
Actually, I think I'm going to go a little bit back on the green discussion, the sustainability aspect, because I know that both the University of Plymouth and the University of Exeter have both kind of through interactions like this, we've both now got a new offers. They're both offers targeting business. They're both very different. And ours is Green Future Solutions. It's where we can work with regional businesses to kind of help them transform the way they work, whether that's transforming the materials they use, transforming the supply chain, working with the people who are employed there to kind of help them to think in different ways and to work their business in different ways. So that's a brand new offer from us. And I think there's one from Plymouth as well.
Yeah, so we've got the Net Zero Exchange, which is more around working with the sort of key stakeholders in the region. So REBA, local authorities, Regen, and how can we work collectively to drive that change towards net zero? But I think that's where Andy's right. The universities have got complementary offers. And, you know, working together, we can really accelerate and affect the change we're looking for in the region.
Really important topics of conversation. But Richard, is there enough knowledge share with regards to businesses and how they work towards achieving things like net zero, carbon neutral activities, circular economy? These are big topics that we throw around every day.
So the answer to that is no. There can never be enough conversation. There can never be enough collaboration and sharing ideas. That's what we as a chamber are really keen to do, and working in collaboration, Stuart may well mention it, Exeter and Plymouth will be working much more closely to share ideas, to share members, share events, because I think that, you know, that is collaboration is so important so that people can gain a better understanding of all these issues and importantly, what's available in terms of provision to support many of these companies, our members, through a journey, especially around net zero, which is, you know, an all catch-all kind of expression, but still needs a lot of explanation of how we physically can do it as businesses.
Absolutely. Stuart?
Yeah, we are stronger together. And, you know, we've joked about the rivalry between Exeter and Plymouth, but you can see the love and the friendship. It is just a friendly rivalry, but we are actually much stronger together. Exeter University and Plymouth University putting on this event together.
Yes, amazing.
You know, which
amazing.
Is fantastic. Exeter Chamber and Devon Chamber working together. Business doesn't recognise boundaries, so why should anyone else? You know, we're showing politicians the way forward. They can't quite sort out their boundaries, but we can. You know, let's work across the region as best we can, join up the voice. We heard from Ahmed Goga, the Executive Director of the Great Southwest, this morning. That's what it's all about. Coming together, amplify the voice, look at all the incredible things happening in our region and work together for shared purpose.
You mentioned, Bruce, earlier about the access to funding and how perhaps it's a bit more difficult for those of us in this region in order to get funding access. How can events like this help drive that narrative?
So I work specifically with the Investor Partnership Programme at Innovate UK, and it's great to see some of our investor partners in the room, for instance. So we've got FSE Group here. We've got Set Squared, who represent a number of angel networks, including Mainstream, who have got a stand here, including Dorset Business Angels, who have got a stand here as well. So those investor partners are working with us to find really interesting opportunities that they wouldn't normally be able to fund. And what we're trying to do through our investor partnership program is to deploy grant funding that is only available if the company also gets investment led by our investor partners. So there's an opportunity there for people like that to think, actually, I'm going to really focus in on some of those disruptive technology businesses that we have here in the room. Whereas before, they'd have said, look, go away for 6 months, go away for another 12 months, get to that position first. So we're trying to drive forward that innovation, trying to make a difference and bring it forward. So events like this can really focus, bring those investors in touch with those companies.
I met a business today that if I had the money, I'd invest in myself. There's a 22-year-old lady who started a business in, I think she was at Pitchfest, wasn't she, in orthopedic implants and tools, and she's on it. I mean, the energy of young people to just make it happen, get a business up and running, and here they can look for that investment, they can share their ideas, and it's so exciting.
This is a really good point, actually, and I think Andy and Jenny will probably have something to say about this. It's not also access to funding, it's access to talent as well. It's hard to find talent. How do events like this help with that?
Well, certainly from a university perspective, putting us in the room with businesses who are looking for talent, then we can help with that. There are lots of ways you can access that. We do an awful lot of placement schemes, internships of various kinds. One of our schemes is a green consultant scheme where we will train a student to be able to do a green audit in a small business, that we can then place them into the small business. They can help them out with that. Just, there's lots of opportunities for that, and we're always open to conversations about how we can do more. I'm sure, like Poly Plymouth, we'd like to be able to offer every student the chance of doing some kind of placement, if at all possible.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Like Exeter, most of our courses offer a placement opportunity. Again, low carbon internships, because that's something that businesses really want. So getting our students to go out, use their expertise to support businesses transition towards net zero. We've got the Cube, which is our student entrepreneurship thing. So that's where sort of some of the Pitchfest people have come from. So supporting our young people to have those business ideas, grow them, stay in the region, support the region. I know Exeter do something similar. So, you know, we're all about nurturing the talent for the future and encouraging them to stay here in the region.
Richard, your thoughts on encouraging new talent?
I think it's not just new talent, it's realising existing talent. So we talk a lot about startups, and we've seen some massive and really good evidence of that today and great ideas. But innovation really needs to go right across the whole business spectrum. And it was a point made to me earlier on, a business I just met at the end of the business pitch, was saying actually innovation needs to be encouraged right across the whole business spectrum. And universities, chambers, we have a responsibility to help encourage and give these people the opportunity, these businesses the opportunity to enjoy innovation. And I know that Exeter in particular got to big them up again for the opening of the Innovation Hub, which is a city centre access to all the university services, including the apprenticeship service, the business support services. Those initiatives are opening up the opportunity for businesses to engage with academic institutions like Exeter and other services. And I think that is a real good model in Exeter.
Interested in whether both Exeter and Plymouth, I think, are working with knowledge transfer partnerships as well. Which is another way of bringing that deep expertise from the universities into businesses.
Yeah, I've been at the university for, frankly, probably too long, but it's never been as open to conversations with people in the region as it is now. And I think that when we do talk about civic agreements, we talk about civic relationships, we really do mean it. And we've never worked as hard or as closely with organisations and businesses in the region, local authorities too. And frankly, you know, you're at a hopefully a successful expo, but if it's not going to be delivered by people like ourselves working together, then frankly there isn't really anyone else in the region who's here to do it. It is important that we maintain that.
The event was started this morning. Before even the proper opening, there was a skills event looking at skills boot camps. And I didn't realise that these skills boot camps are available to self-employed people, you know? And the range of training you can have. One guy has got an idea for an app. So he thought, right, well, I'll go and look for a developer. Realised he couldn't afford a developer. So he used the skills boot camp to learn how to code. So he's now developing his own app. I mean, it's just incredible. You know, the local skills improvement plan is run by the Chamber of Commerce, and it's all about making sure that the skills that businesses have coming through are the skills that businesses need. And it puts the employer's voice at the heart, statutorily at the heart of further education and skills planning.
We've had a lot of talk in the various episodes about AI. I'm going to mention that word. I know. And also the Great Southwest and how we are as a region. I'm going to ask each of you individually, what do you think the future looks like for organisations of all sizes operating within the Southwest? I'm going to ask Richard to start.
I think the opportunity in the Southwest is enormous. We heard from Greater Southwest the importance of our total economy across the whole region. our issue is to try and secure and make sure government wakes up and listens to what we actually have to offer in this region. There's a lot of focusing on levelling up. And for me, we need to be very careful with levelling up. We need to ensure that we don't level down in the southwest. We need to get our fair share. So I think the opportunities are there. We just need to, and I agree with Ahmed this morning, communicate stronger the importance of our economy.
Andy?
I think we're in a good place with partnerships. I think the universities are working very closely with businesses. I think they're working very closely with partnerships. They're getting engaged more with communities. And I think you'll start to see the real benefits from that probably in 5 to 10 years' time. It'll take a while before we really start to see the tangible benefits, but I think they'll be there.
Jenny?
I mean, I agree with everything that's been said. And actually, in this sort of earlier podcast, I think I said almost exactly what our colleague from Exeter Chambers just said. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we're all on the same page there. It's about where the universities can add real value. And as I say, that is around partnerships, collaborative R&D, talent. It's around working together to influence policy. You know, I know Plymouth does lots of work around coastal communities, working with government so government recognise the particular challenges we've got down here. You know, again, Exeter will have their strengths. So it's about the real value that we can bring working together to drive that change. But yeah, we need the government to invest in us to unlock the potential that we've got down here.
Bruce.
So I'm going to... Here comes the money.
Yeah. Bruce is going to pay for it all.
I'm going to marginally duck it and say that actually my colleague Leila Burrows, who was on one of the earlier panels, is one of the regional managers who is specifically looking about how they can drive collaborations and move things forward. And I know one of the initiatives I do know about, because we're looking about how we can put an investor partnership alongside it, is the Launchpad. And the Launchpad down here focused around marine and maritime. But again, Leila would be the person who'd be able to give a much more coherent answer on this topic.
Yeah. Stuart.
Yeah, so it's interesting. If you think what Ahmed Gogo was saying this morning about the Great Southwest and its strengths, and he said we are helping UK PLC with its security, that's not just defence security, that's food security and energy security. And if you look at where AI is being used, it's being used in marine autonomy, in agritech, in defence. So we've got every opportunity to seize the opportunities around AI and to seize the initiative, really, particularly, I think, around autonomy and net zero. You know, the Chamber's trying to do our bit. We've got members who, like me, are scared of it. I've never used AI. I don't know how to use it. So we're putting on an event, bring your own device, and we'll get people starting to use it. Like all things, things are scary until you get in there and see what it can do for you and how it can help your productivity.
Absolutely. Now, Andy, I'm hoping that the event will be happening again next year.
Oh, next year's a bit soon. I mean, it will be happening again. I think what I'd quite like to do is probably repeat this event, yes, but let's also take it around other parts of the Great Southwest. So what can we hold in Falmouth? What can we hold in Plymouth? What can we hold in Barnstable? What can we hold in Dorset? So there's lots of sectors, lots of opportunities, and let's try to bring the whole region into it. It's easy, to repeat this every 2-3 years at this fantastic venue, Sandy Park. But I think we also need to make sure that we bring people into that, make people realise, you know, this is about the Southwest.
I agree. What I would say is we've got to keep these conversations going. I was talking to one of the guys on my own stand, the Devon Chamber stand. He's 20, and he was saying he's scared by the pace of technology and how it's all changing. And there is, of course, that expression that technology has never been so fast and it'll never be so slow again. And I think the problem is if you don't keep these conversations going, we get left behind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, Richard, you'll agree, business is scared at the moment for so many reasons.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, very, very tough economic climate, and we're all looking over our shoulders all the time. We're all looking at the bottom line. A lot of businesses are actually looking at how they're going to get through the next quarter, especially if you're in retail hospitality. So innovation is fantastic, but a lot of people are really focused on, you know, how they're going to survive this piece at the moment. But having said that, you know, we're eternal optimists. Business is an optimistic profession, and we wouldn't be in it otherwise.
So. Absolutely, absolutely. So we've all seen something, we've all experienced something here at the Southwest Innovation Expo. Open question to us all, what's been your favourite part of the day or your biggest reflection?
Coming back from up north in Bath, it's just the opportunity to meet so many people that I know and catch them and the networking and lots of things I'm saying here and seeing all the fantastic businesses. So it's just a great opportunity to see people you wouldn't have expected.
Mm-hmm. Andy?
I think it's the fact that, you know, it's kind of every part where there are things happening, there are lots of people. So it's not as if we're kind of shuffling people around. It's been just a really, really successful event and lots of buzz and lots of great conversations.
Fantastic. Do you agree, Jenny?
It's looking at sort of the young businesses, the hope that we've got for the future with the businesses that are starting up, setting up. it makes me feel like the region's in a good place going forward.
And to our two Chamber chief execs.
Mine's the energy. I think it kind of it echoes the other comments that, you know, business thrives on energy. Energy gives you enthusiasm, makes you feel good, makes you start actually thinking about maybe some innovations and what different ways you can look at your business. So I think events like this are fantastic, and I just love the energy.
Richard's stolen one of my words. I was going to say it's the energy and optimism of young people working on businesses particularly that are going to make the world a better place.
Excellent. Thank you very much to everyone for joining us, and thank you very much to you for listening to this very first series of Innovation Conversations from the Southwest Innovation Expo.
Well done.
Thank you for listening to Innovation Conversations. Recorded by Fresh Air Studios on location at Southwest Innovation Expo, Sandy Park, Exeter, on the 5th of March 2024. This podcast was produced as a joint venture between the University of Exeter and the University of Plymouth. Presented by Paul Philpott. Engineering and video editing by Mark Stevenson. Audio editing by Martin Burgess Moon. Production assistance by Lisa Hartwell. Producers for the University of Exeter, Marina Alto, Georgia Brown, and Andrew Dean. Producers for the University of Plymouth, Rich Adams and Melanie Jones. Copyright University of Exeter and University of Plymouth.